Okay, Rabbi Sam, it's very hard for me to talk, so maybe it's Kedai in the list, maybe it's Kedai to come closer, I just can't, I'm sorry. And there's a lot to do. As you know, Reb Tzadok HaKohen Zchuskel wrote many, many svarim. There are many svarim that we don't have because of the milchama. We don't have a lot of the svarim, but even from what we have, it's a tremendous amount of chaimer. And one of the svarim Reb Tzadok is Takanas Hashoven. Takanas Hashoven, Simen Vov, is a very long simen. We have to make some hachanas in the world of Ishbitz Lublin. We have to make hachanas for Lag Boimer, Rabbi Shim. So we're going to learn a little bit. Really, it takes a long time. But all right, a little bit of a tam of what Reb Tzadok is saying here. Really, to understand it properly, you have to learn the whole Siman Vav from the beginning, where the Kohen talks about the karchis of Re'ia and Shmia, seeing and hearing, Reuven and Shimon, the two Shvatim of Reuven and Shimon. But L'inyaneinu, to prepare for the Hilula, for Rabbi Shimon, so we'll just a little bit, we'll try to understand a little bit the Inyan of Shimon. The Tzaddikim had a Kabbalah that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was from Shevet Shimon, and that his name is very, very, very deeply tied up into all that he was doing and all that he was, as it is with everybody's name, but in particular when we're talking about Rabbi Shimon. So in Ois Samach Beis, you see, Samach Beis, there are two sides to the page. I don't know which yours landed up on, but the side that has Samach Beis on it, where it says Zel Sherish Kedushas Nefesh Shimon. Here Reb Tzadok begins to talk about how Hashem hears and how a person hears and what does it mean to hear something. The root of the Kedusha of the soul of Shimon, the son of Yaakov Avinu. Sherish Kedusha's Nefesh Shimon, Shu Sherish Dmus Koch Hashmiya Shalamala. Shimon, the son of Yaakov Avinu, had a koach of shmiya that was the closest a human being could come to the way things are heard above, to the koach of shmiya lamala. The afa pi shesnua mikol makom shama Hashem. Now you know that the name Le'imenu gave, it's horrible, because it says she felt that she was snua. She felt that she was despised and hated by Yaakov Avinu. And even though she felt that way, that she was snua, mikol mokom shama Hashem. That's the way God listens. God's hearing is different than how a human being hears. God hears mamash the deepest omic of the person. So even though Le'imenu herself felt that she's hated, Vayar Hashem ki snua, nevertheless mikol makom shama Hashem. The child, nevertheless Hashem heard who she really was, and this is the child, Shimon. The masha snua, hurak lamaris ayin. The way Hashem hears this is that in the way that Olam Hazeh looks, and by the appearances of Olam Hazeh, how you see things with your eyes in Olam Hazeh, it looked like Leah was nowhere near Rachel Imenu. Rachel is exquisitely beautiful. Rachel is, everything is perfect, and Yaakov is in love with Rachel. And on the outside, the way you see, the way we see reality, according to the dimyon of Olam Hazeh, Leia is snua. Leia is ugh. Many people look at themselves that. Many people look at themselves that way, according to the dimyon of Olam Hazeh. How do I look according to the eyes of Olam Hazeh, this world? Harak lamaris ayin hayzgalus of Olam Hazeh, of a be'emes, ahav ti eschem amar Hashem. You see, we know that the Shadchanim in Shemayim, the Malachim, and that they saw that Leah resembled Esav. Yaakov did not want Leah. There's a certain inyan about Leah that she was supposed to be for Esav. And you know that as a result of that, she was crying and crying. Nobody knew that, only Hashem. She was crying, she didn't want to end up with Esav. In the eyes of the world, Leah was not beautiful. In Leah Imenu's own eyes, she felt, ugh. She felt, I'm like Esav. And the Jewish people, Am Yisrael, often feels that way. But the same way it says by Leah, Vayah Hashem ki snua Leah, that the whole world saw that she, in the eyes of the whole world, in her own eyes, she was despised. But Hashem understood who she really was. Vayiftach es rachma. Same thing when it comes to Am Yisrael. On the outside, we resemble in certain ways. We look like Esav. After all, Yaakov and Esav are twins. And in many, many ways, on the outside, for people who look at us, they look at us and we look like Esav. In things that we do, in the way that we act, it looks like Esav. But Hashem says, Be'emes, this is how Hashem hears, Be'emes, Ahavti Eschem Amar Hashem. I love you. As far as hatred is concerned, it says in the Pasuk, Ves Esav Sanesi. Hashem Yisbach said such a thing. Esav I despise. Esav I hate. But Ahavti Eschem. You look at yourselves that you're no different, like your twins, you're no different than Esav. Leah Imenu saw that she was, like Yaakov didn't like her, and that she wasn't beautiful, and that the world didn't see her like Rachel. But Shama Hashem. Hashem listens in a different way, not just what it looks like. Hashem hears. That's something else hearing. Shnemar ves Esav Sanesi. Of course, Hashem hears, meaning Hashem hears to the oimek of a person. Hashem would hear Leah Imenu crying that she didn't want to be like Esav. She wanted to be better than Esav. Even though she had Esav-like inclinations, she didn't want to be that way. And Hashem heard in Leah the unbelievable cry of a person who's fighting against the Eitzar, who's struggling to become better. That's what Hashem heard in Leah Imenu, the inner deep beauty of one of Hashem's fighters, one of Hashem's warriors. For Rachel, you know, things came easy. It was nice. It was smooth. Everything is nice. Her children are tzaddikim. She's a tzaddikis. Everything is gewaldig. Leah Imenu is like everything is turbulence. Her children also a lot of turbulence. V'chein etzel sherish yisrael snuim ma'is esav. So on the outside, Jews also, we don't always look so different from Esav. But inside, it's a war. Inside, we're fighting a war against Esav. And we despise Ma'is Esav. We hate that. And we don't want to get swept along with Esav. And because of this, because Hashem created the world of Leah to fight against Esav, to be involved and to interact with Esav. So sometimes we begin to think that we are like Esav. We're twins with Esav. And we look like Esav. We are Esav Chas V'Shalom. It says that Nidma L'Sonui. On the outside, what we see, it's Nidma L'Sonui. Ketam Kol Agol Mechaver Yitzhogar. Like the Gemara says, the greater the person, the bigger the Yitzhar. So there's a certain greatness for the children of Leah. The greatness of Leah means to fight against Esav. On the outside, it looks like we have inyanim with Esav. And the Yetzer is a big Yetzer of the Bnei Leah. It's a big Yetzer. The Kfi HaMaila, Kein HaChisaron, Shebelev Kenegdai, because depending upon and according to the Maila, the greatness, Kein HaChisaron Shebelev Kenegdai, so too is the Chisaron in the heart. HaMalim HaMaila KeKlipa HaSeveves LePri, that is hiding the greatness, that is hiding the Maila, like a peel that surrounds the delicious fruit. So the inner core of Leah is the most delicious. But there's a klipa that surrounds Leah. And the outside, there seems to be a certain resemblance to Esav, to the ugliness of Esav. The emes is, she's fighting not to be like Esav. She could slip into the world of Esav. She's fighting against it. Rachli made it, but Esav didn't have, like, fech, you know. It's not shaykhis. Shadchanim were making a shidduch with Leah and Esav, not Rachel. Rachel's perfect. Rachel's beautiful. Rachel's perfect. The beauty of Leah, man, is deeper, much deeper. But only God hears that. The zelum hazeh asa lekim b'korach hashmiya shabasher shatov shabadam yitzad shu adam amakabel. The deepest korach that a person has is the ability to hear, because hearing means that a person can be makabel. The person is able to receive, that a person is able to be makabel. That's what it means to hear. Bahoyagam kein sherish koach hara. And therefore, since it's the greatest koach of tov, it's also the greatest koach of ra. Everything in the world is like that. Zelu mazeh. It's man's greatest koach in tov, and it's also the most dangerous in ra. Therefore, the beginning of ra, the sherish of ra, deeper than the inyan of seeing the tree. There's something deeper. And hearing the snake, shmiya, there's something deeper. All the ovis and the mohos were trying to do was to be mesakin, to repair the chait of Adam Rishon Kiyadua. And the main tikkun is not through Rachel. The main tikkun is through Leah. Yaakov didn't even want to marry Leah. That was by default. Well, that's what he thought. He looked at Leah and he said, "No, that's not for me. This avoda is not for me. I want the tamimistic perfect tzedekus. I don't want the one that has inyonim." The tikkun ha'chet ha'idei tshuva ha'idei anoshim she'kimo elosh ha'tshuva. But the tikkun of Adam Rishon is not through the tzaddik. The biggest tikkun of Adam Rishon is davka through tshuva, through bali tshuva. Leah is the world of tshuva. Tzaddik talks about this a lot. Leah is the world of tshuva. Rachel is the tzaddik. The tzaddik mikar. Rachel means the tzaddik. Came to the world. Tzaddik was always beautiful. Never got involved in anything bad. Always brushed his teeth, tucked in his shirt, you know, went to sleep on time. Everything's gevaldik. That's the world of Rachel Imeh, the world of the tzaddik. The tzaddik mikar. Like when you hear, you know, you read these stories, like, so made a siyum when he was three years old on Shas, 4 years old on Yerushalmi, you know, was cracking ice in the mikveh when he was six in the river, you know. The tzaddikim. The ikat tikkun of Adam Rishon is the world of tshuva. Tshuva is the world of Leah, and the children of Leah. Zar de David, therefore David Melch, of course, comes from Leah. Mashiach shu gemar hatikun, that's the gemar hatikun. The gemar hatikun is Mashiach ben David. The whole inyan of David Melch is tshuva. The whole world of David Melch is tshuva, is tshuva, is tshuva. Lo yidei tzadik gomer shloi chotem ha'olam. The tikkun is not through the one who doesn't know how to fix. Doesn't have to fix. It's like somebody who lives in a house, so there was never a problem with the pipe, or there was never a problem with the bulb. What kind of tikkun? He doesn't know how to be mesakin anything. But if you grew up in a world where nothing worked, you learn how to fix things, you know? So David HaMelech comes from such a world. The children of Leah come from the sherishes of things that weren't working right, things that were pushing the other way. And they became repairmen. Utchilas hatikun sarach lios bekach v'chakech bepoal. Now the beginning of the tikun, which comes from the family of Leah, the children of Leah, the beginning of the tikun is bekoach, which meaning in potential, bekoach, bekoach, with certain deep koiches that have to develop within. Until finally things can be carried out lemaisa. First, after you've developed within, inside, you have to develop certain koiches, but they develop bepoal, bekoach rather, in potential, until finally they're able to be applied and used in life. Veleidas Reuven v'Shimon, the birth of Reuven and Shimon, who are tikkun shebekoach, the first two children of Leah, is the tikkun shebekoach, shebekoach. Deep, deep inside, but not yet on the outside. Inside, bekoach. The Levi v'Yehuda b'poal. Later on, Levi and Yehuda, they're beginning to do stuff. They're changing the world. But the shoyrish is Reuben and Shimon, bekoach. Shekva nistalik hasina b'poal. And we see that by the time Levi was born, by Reuven and Shimon, remember, by Reuven and Shimon, Leah was still hated, right? When Reuven and Shimon were born, Leah was still like, snua, hated. Then already by Levi, apami lavi yishil, now my husband, Levi means my husband will be with me. And then Yehuda, apam oides Hashem, then it starts to get gevaldik, because then the tikkunim are taking place, bepoah, lemaisa. But at the beginning, it's Reuven and Shimon. Reuven and Shimon is bekoach. It's all rumbling inside, rumbling deep inside the desire to change. That's Reuven and Shimon. On the outside, they don't look too great. They don't look great at all on the outside. The greatness begins to materialize with Levi, Yehuda. Now Levi already feels like she's loved. Then things are getting more bepoel. Umishivtai haya amud hatayra v'havayda b'moshe v'aron. Therefore, by Levi already, Levi is the world of Moshe Rabbeinu. Leviim and Aaron Akayin, they're doing all this stuff. They're getting the Torah. They're building. They're working their Mishkan. This is already. That's already when the inner potential kedusha, which is the fighting, the struggling, and the rumbling inside, when finally it emerges b'pal, that's already Levi and Yehuda. Now we're talking about kedusha b'pal, holiness in action. That's already Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron HaKohen. Shuas Cholos HaTikin B'Pol B'Olam HaZeh. V'Chakech HaGemar, and the end of it will be Ayidei Mashiach Ben David, who comes, of course, from Yehuda. V'Koach HaAscholo, the beginning, the Koach of beginning to change, of fighting against darkness, the beginning of that is Reuven. Shu HaRi'iya V'HaSoga D'Shivis HaShem L'Negdi. Reuven means to see. It means to live a life where you change your way of looking at reality from looking at things from the surface, which is Esav, and beginning to look at the world in a way of Shivis Hashem L'Negdi, so to begin to see God. Umitzido Haschalas Hisayrus HaTshuva B'Leiv, and from there comes the beginning of tshuva, when you begin to see God, when you begin to see that Hashem is every second is there, Shivis Hashem L'Negdi Somet. That's when, that's the beginning, that's the Hesaris Haschol, the Hesaris HaTshuva B'Leiv. V'Agmar, and the completion of that initial stage of potential, of Bekoach, is K'shezochse L'Holid Shem. When Leah was Zeicha to give birth to Shem. Shahitzi Hashem Ezbach Nefer Zech Chelik Eloki V'Koach Hashmiya D'Mimal. Shem came into the world with the godly ability to hear the very depths, to hear in the deepest way. Shekol Shmi Yosef Einen El Letzarech Yisrael Mitzad HaMamakim. Shimon is not listening. The ears of Shimon are not glued to this world. Shimon's way of hearing is Mimamakim, is the deepest way of hearing. V'lo Kefi Hezgalos, not the way things appear, not the way things look. Therefore, again, at that point of Reuven and Shimon, there's no visible holiness yet. Adarabba, as the Rebbe is going to explain, on the outside, things are not looking. Leah is despised. She has these two children, like the mitzat, from the, you know, like rejects. That's how it looks, mitzad olam hazeh. Shimon is the koch of hearing, when in this world what you don't see, to be able to hear that which you can't see with the eyes. And what Shimon's hearing, what Shimon's hearing opens up, or where his hearing brings us, is to be able to hear beyond the surface, to hear the struggles of a person to become great, to do tshuva, to turn his life around, to begin to change. Shimon is attuned to the mamakim, to the depths, not to the hezgalos, but to the depths. Shadav is niglu ba'olam hazeh klal. That's not nigla in this world. That's not revealed. That's not open in this world at all. If that would be clear, if the inner truth would be revealed on the outside, then there would no longer be a Malach HaMavis. There would no longer be a Yetzar. It would be over. Now, the Tikkun HaGomer, Hu Ayidei Zera Yehuda, the complete final Tikkun will take place, B'Poel, through Yehuda, through the children of Yehuda, through Mashiach, Shu HaMesakin B'Poel. What's the Mesakin B'Poel? Avu B'Koach, Mitzad HaMamakim, but mitzad the mamakim, the bekoach, to set things in motion, to turn your life around from filth to holiness, to make that turnaround, even though it hasn't yet surfaced on the outside. It's the thinking about it. It's the worrying about it. It's the inner determination before anything has even surfaced. That comes to the mamakim from the depths. That's called Shimon. Valkain. People can't see that. Only God hears that. Valkein ein virchoso bizgarlos. Therefore, Shimon's bracha is not even in the open. Raklula v'birchas Yehuda. It's only included as part of the bracha of Yehuda. Shachmonis. Shimon, on the outside, Shimon is so not gebenched. He looks so not blessed. He looks so not holy on the outside that he doesn't even have his own bracha. He doesn't even have his own bracha. It's just part of Yehuda's bracha. There's not going to be time. I can't. I'm sorry. We have to zoom, and then I know that a lot of things are not clear. Shabohu bizgalus, ubishimon hu behela, because the brachas of Shimon, who Shimon really was, no one sees that. No one could understand it. And if he gets a separate bracha, it's like what? He gets a bracha. And therefore, if you follow through the life of Shimon, they're like major problems. Avotchilas Gemara HaYeshua Behelem Hu Bekoach. The beginning of the Yeshua that is deep, that's deep, it's hidden, it's Bekoach. Shal Yodo Bo Ahavas Hashem is Baruch Yisrael, which is why Hashem is so deeply in love with us. Not the way we turn out on the outside. That's something else. The deepest love Hashem has for us is because of the mamakim, the depths that only He hears. Hepachadimian, which is the opposite of what we imagine, Shehusanu. It's the opposite of the way we look at ourselves. We look at ourselves that God hates us. We see ourselves in a very low way. But it's just the opposite. Hashem hears how a person wants to become better. Hashem hears how disgusted that person is after he did something he shouldn't have done. How he's sick with himself. How he doesn't want to die like that. Those are things that you don't see. Because so we're also superficial in that way. We look at ourselves and we measure ourselves by the outside, and it's Vayasham Kisnuale. You feel hated. You feel disgusted. But Hashem Yisbarach has ears. And it's the mamakim, it's the hepach dimyon, it's the opposite of how we look at ourselves. V'chein b'libay natua ahavas Yisrael be'emes. Therefore, Shimon's heart was filled with ahavas Yisrael be'emes. The true Ahavas Yisrael. Not by the surface. Afapish Lamaris Ayin Sinis Yosef Hischem Yimeno. So what's odd is that when we follow the life of Shimon, he seems to be the main enemy. He started all the trouble with Yosef HaTzadik. So on the outside, Shim looks like he's not a great lover of Jews. He's the one that made. He was the one that made Trub. Sheiruven choshev laatzilo. So Reuven had to have a minute to save Yosef et Sadi. Zelafish lahoya dying gemar tikkun b'parol mamish. Zerach hison sheyesh by mashem etzido hatikkun rak b'mamakim v'lo b'poel. Because by Shimon, the tikkun is never on the surface. It's always in the mamakim, not on the surface. And the behavior of Shimon is often, the behavior is often bizarre. And on the surface, it's sanui, it's despised and it's despicable and hated. Because it's the bekoach, it's the potential, it's the mamakim. Therefore, Shimon never worked out right in the bepoal. It didn't look good in the reality of Shimon's life. That wasn't his koach. His koach was bekoach. That's not going to help you, by the way. If I give you my coat, you'll feel better. His inyan is not the bepoal. It's bekoach. The bepoal is not his inyan. So later on when they're in Mitzrayim and they're having a lot of trouble, the brothers, so they say, we're guilty. Because Yosef was crying when he was crying, listen to what he says. I know, really I would need to explain this each part here for a long time. It's a rush. The problem was, v'lo shamanu. We didn't hear. V'amru, v'amru zal ish elachiv. Who is this ish elachiv? Who was having this conversation? Shimon v'Levi. Shemahoyo ikav b'michiroso. They were the main ones who were selling Yosef at Tzadik. V'Shimon Hagadol Hamaschav Adorav, and the main person was Shimon, who was older. So Shimon was the person behind the sale. The bo Iker Hasin El Yosef, and he was the one that showed the greatest hatred to Yosef at Tzadik. Shal Kain Bochra Yosef Mekulam Laso. Therefore, when it came time to locking one up, when the brothers were going back to their father, the one who he chose to lock up was Shimon. Shimon was the main enemy of Yosef at Tzadik. You see, everything about Yosef at Tzadik, the whole thing of Yosef at Tzadik is external beauty. Everything by Yosef at Tzadik is mamish beautiful. Yosef at Tzadik, the son of Rachel, made him. Shimon is the opposite. Therefore, he's the antagonist. It's like lahavdil elef alfei havdalos. If you have like the guy in the neighborhood who like went through a lot of, it's like the toughest guy in the neighborhood who like, you know, he was the most beaten and abused, and he became like the tough guy of the neighborhood, and then like some rich spoiled kid, you know, moves on to the block, you know the tough kid is going to make this guy's life miserable. These things happen all the time. The beautiful boy is Yosef at Tzadik. Everything is by Yosef at Tzadik is Bizgalia. The tzidkus that's bizgalia. Shimon is the opposite of that. Shimon is everything is biskasia, everything is mamakim. The whole universe of a tzaddik is seeing. Therefore, the tikkunim of Mishkan Shiloh is b'chol haroya, is the chelik of Yosef at tzaddik is b'chol haroya, and it says benos tzadu alei shor. Yosef means to see the beauty of Yosef at Tzadik. Everything is by Yosef at Tzadik. Everything was beautiful and visible. Shimon is like, you know, the cutout T-shirt and the tattoo. You know, I'm just using it as a muscle, but like the only person on earth who knows what a good boy is his mom. You know, everybody else thinks, oh, what's the story with this guy? Yosef at Tzadik, Shimon saw as Bapol v'ein mabit l'mamakim. The way of Yosef at Tzadik is not ein mabit l'mamakim. He's not looking at the depths of things. He's not in the deeper place. Like he thought that his brothers are Rishoyim. He didn't get us, you know? So he went to tell daddy on us. Right? He went and spoke against us. He doesn't understand. What does he know? What does he know? For him, everything is Mamash Machai. Everything came easy. For him to be a tzaddik, does he understand what it means to be this way? He's not Mabid L'mamakim. Yosef doesn't gaze into the depths. He lives in that beautiful, fluffy, sweet, nice surface of Rochli Menu. Everything is just right. Ivy League yeshiva. Valedictorian. You know, everything's just right. And Shimon hates Yosef and Tzaddik. It's not an Indian of two people, regular hatred. We'll call our socket Rak B'Mamakim. Shimon's entire existence is Rak B'Mamakim. Is in the depths, is in the Bekoach, is in the turning around, is in the fight. Yeah, he's a tough guy. It's Rak B'Mamakim. Vein Mabil Mashab Poel. His Indian is not Mashab Poel, how things turn out, how it looks. V'dob is a chisar. V'dob is a chisar. Of course, this is something on his level that this is missing. Things have to also be taken care of on the outside. But look what the Reb Tzaddik explains. Aval turn over the Aval Chisar and Rag the Loy Shaman. In other words, Shimon says Bataki guilty. There's a very, 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 very deep point he makes here. He says Bataki guilty. Shimon says we're guilty. And what's the guilt? Loi shamanu. In other words, here I am. My whole koach is hearing the depths. This is later on, when they're all Mitzrayim and they're getting into trouble over there. So Shimon says, Hashem lach loi shamanu. Not that I didn't hear him right. I didn't listen. Because if I would have used my koach of listening, I would have heard what a tzaddik this Yosef is. I would have reached to the mamakim, to the deepest depths of a Jew. My guilt in the story of my brother, he says, is loy shamanu, I wasn't listening. Not that I made a mistake with my listening. My mistake was I didn't listen. That's where hatred comes from one Jew to another. I didn't listen. If I would have listened, I would have understood. I should have used the koach of shmiya not only to look into the depths of my life and my milchamas, but I should have looked beyond the surface of the beautiful boy, you know, of the gifted child, of my half brother, whatever he is. I should have looked into who he was. I didn't listen. I judged him also from the outside by seeing. If I would have listened, I could have heard everything. Because his name is Shin. I didn't listen. Yosef HaTzadik is a different thing. Yosef HaTzadik, his Indian was not to listen to the wife of Potiphar. He's listening and not to make a mistake. He was listening to the wife of Potiphar and he almost got pulled into Potiphar and then he pulled away from Potiphar. By Shimon, there are no such things like that. Shimon, if he uses the koach of shmir when he's listening, he doesn't make mistakes. No one knows how to listen like he knows how to listen. The problem with his brother was lo shaman. I wasn't listening. You can't get Shimon with the wife of Potiphar. That's not going to happen. Kevin the koach of shmir. His whole koach is listening. Therefore, Shimon can't hear anything except what God wants in the deepest way. And therefore, the voice of the wife of Potiphar doesn't mean anything to Shimon. It doesn't mean anything to Shimon. For Yosef it's tzaddik, for the beautiful boy, that's a melchama, not to Shimon. However, as it happens with all of us, is that we have certain kochas and we don't use them. So Shimon was crying, Avala Shemanach, Lo Shamanu. I wasn't listening. Had I listened, this never would have happened. That's what he was making himself miserable over. Had I listened, it wouldn't have happened. Now, other Jews, like Yosef Tzadik, even when they're trying to listen, they can mess up. But if Shimon is truly tuned in, when he's listening, when he's got that on, that button, listening, he hears to the depths. And it's true, Shimon, in this world, there were mistakes that Shimon made. Because Shimon, in this is a world that's not Eilam HaNigla. This is not his place, Shimon. His world is the world of Mamakim, is the world that you can't see with your eyes. So sometimes in the world of Nigla, in the world that you see with your eyes, Shimon batches up. Again, I'm using this as Lashinus Olam Lefi De Madrega. But Shimon in this world, sometimes it doesn't work out for him in this world. It doesn't work out. Like sometimes you have a person who's a genius, but Hulam Mastadir, Balam Hazeh, you understand? He's not Mastadir in this world. The Jewish people, Bechlal, are not Mastadir in this world. Our place is the Mamakim. We're not Mastadir in this world. Goyim are Mastadir in this world. Jews are not mistadiv. For the most part, lo mistadrim b'lo mazur. It's a different place. We come from a different. It's a different reality that we're connected to. Vein koach mezgalabo. Therefore, the koach of Shimon is not revealed in the olam hamayis, in the bepoal, in this world. V'alkein lehemid melech. Therefore, it's amazing. There was never a king from Shimon. V'lo yishofet. Okay, king melech. There was never a shofet from Shimon. Nobody that's in charge of stuff from this world could be from Shimon. Nobody that's in charge of the practical needs of the world, no practical leader can come from Shimon. It's like you imagine putting the Rogatch over and making him in charge of the mikveh. You understand? Of the electricity. Make sure to turn on the mikveh. He's got... The Rogatchev is thinking, and to put him in charge of turning on the light, to turn on the heat on the mikveh. That's not going to happen. You can't put Shimon in charge of this world. That's what a melech does. That's what a shofet does. He's not. He wants him to handle with the economy and with politics. It's the mamakim. In this world, who lomas tadir? He can't lead the Jewish people in this world. Because every person is a memshol, every person's malchus is according to his strength. But the strength of Shimon, his malchus is a malchus of the mamakim, not of the surface, not of this world, not of taking care of politics and the economy. Because you could only have a malchus above the Jews with your koach. In other words, you have a certain koach, so the kahanim have a koach of kedusha, and therefore they rule over Am Yisrael in inyanim of kedusha. Fine. Yehuda has a koach of memshala, that's his koach malchus, and he rules over with malchus. The Shimon can't have a memshala. Shimon can't have a memshala in this world. He can't have a malchus in worldly things. Because that's not his field. Now we come to Rishon Bayuchai. Vachiyotze by Omer Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Shimon Bayuchai. So Rabbi Kiva was Rabbi Shimon's rabbi. So Rabbi Kiva said to Rabbi Shimon, Dayach shani ubarecha yoidim koichacha. It's enough for you that I and the one who created you know your strength. Nobody else in the world knows you, Rabbi Kiva said. Only me and God. That's what Rabbi Kiva said. There's no one in the world who knows you, who understands you. Dayecha shani ubarecha yoidim koichacha. Your koach. Your koiches. Only, Rabbi Kiva, only me and the Baruch Shalom. The gam hu shmo Shimon. His name is Shimon. V'dashin Shemes. Names are meaningful. We learn things out from names. Kizaya koyche v'sherish nishmosa. That was his koyche and the sherish of his neshama. V'kach kibalti ki hu hayu mishevet Shimon. And I received in a Kabbalah that Rabbi Shimon came from Shevet Shimon. His sherish is Shevet Shimon. V'alkein lo nizgala toikiv koyche ba'ilam hazeh. Therefore, on this gala toikiv koyche ba'ilam hazeh. Jews that live completely in ba'ilam hazeh, they say, ain't li chelik ben nistaris. Nah, Rabbi Shimon. Meiron lag ba'imer Rabbi Shimon. No, it's not for me. It's not for me. Ain't li chelik ben nistaris. Rabbi Shimon came from, Rabbi Shimon's shoresh was not, even it was not misgala in Shas. But you know that in Shas, mostly in Shas, the halach is not like Rabbi Shimon. In Nigla. Hulo histadir. In the Ilam HaNigla. Hulo histadir. In Nigla, he has to run. In the world, it's Nigla. He runs away from Goyim. He says things that everybody's saying, why did you have to say that? Why did you talk to him? You have to tell the halach. Don't you know the Romans? What are you doing? What are you saying those things? Hulo histadir. So he's in a cave there. Sitting in the dirt up to his neck. That's a normal way to live. Poshut lo mistadir. V'alkein lo nizgala toikiv koyche ba'ilam hazeh. Therefore, the great, unbelievable, super, super koyches of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai are not revealed in this world. They weren't seen in this world. In the regular Beis Medrash, they didn't see, like when he was walking the Beis Medrash, they didn't see. And in Shas, which is Nigla, there are one or two places we find in Shas. So it's brought down in the opening of time now. Maybe Shimon did say it's found in Shas that he said I could patra the whole world from din. But for the most part, there is one or two things where he says about himself. But you know, when you say something about yourself, nobody else is saying it about you. So, you know. That just makes you look weirder, right? Then you look even stranger. When you look in Shas, you don't see that there was any mile of Rabbi Shimon over the rest of the Tanaim. He was a Tana. But we don't see that he had any advantage over any of the other. We don't see that the other Tanaim and the Bessam Edrish were Mavatl themselves there. Lutzina Kadisha, the holy lamp, the holy light. With the fire surrounding him and we don't see that in the Beis Medrash of Nigla in Gemara. He was one of the Tanaim, and they argued with him, and him, for most of the time the halacha was not like Rabbi Shimon. Rak boirai v'chen Rabbi Kiva ruach hakodesh shebar lahakir an elamas yoda koicha. Only Hashem and Rabbi Kiva with his ruach hakodesh, they knew Rabbi Shimon. And even the secrets that Rabbi Shimon gave out, that he allowed, that he brought out into the world, the mamakim of what he was hearing in Elokus, the deepest thing is hearing, even those secrets that he was given permission to reveal, the truth is we don't fully understand them until the end of days. We won't fully understand. The Arizal explained the remark, the Arizal, the Grod, the Ramchal, the Rashash, the Baal Shem HaKadosh, we still don't get it. Rabbi Shimon, the Kodesh HaKadosh. Venirli, the Zesoid Mashamru, he says a very, very deep thing over here. Shnei Yosef ben Shimon. V'chein b'chamaduchti, the Nokad Yosef ben Shimon. Right, many of you learned in Gittin, when you have a shaila that you have in the same town, if a get, you find a get in the garbage, and there are two, and you have their sign, Yosef ben Shimon. Well, you have the get, Yosef ben Shimon. And in the town, you have two Yosef ben Shimons. That's the case of Gemara Bishu. Two Yosef ben Shimons. So Rav Tzadik asks a very strong question. I don't think I can. I'll say a little bit outside for a few minutes. Just not that. It's hard. I don't think I can say much more. Let's say a little bit outside. He asks a very, very strong question. Everywhere in Shas and everywhere in Medrash, whenever we want to just give a story, an example of two Jews, whenever you want to have two Jews, what is it? Reuben and Shimon. That itself is a fascinating thing, but we understand it's very simple. It's the two. There's the two first Shvat. So you say Reuben Shimon. Ad Hayom, when we're talking about Pliny and Almoni, we say Reuben and Shimon. And Reb Tzadik brings places in Shas, but it's always Reuben and Shimon. And then he shows the Bechlel. He brings Rais to show that these names, Davke, these names, Shimon and Yosef, were not names, we're talking about Shnei Yosef and Shimon, are not names that were commonly found by the Amoraim. He says, if you look by the Amoraim in Bavel, you don't find the name Shimon. Reb Tzadik knew everything by heart. Reb Tzadik said that by all the Amoraim in Bavel, nobody had the name Shimon. And in Eretz Yisrael, nobody had the name Yosef. They were called Yossi. Reb Yossi. So he says, it's so odd. Why is that? What's this inyan of Yosef and Shimon? And it's Dafka in the Sugi of Gittin, which we're not going to go into why Dafka by again. But Yosef ben Shimon. Now remember that Yosef and Shimon are the two opposites, the two who are mamish, diametrically opposed to each other. Yosef HaTzadik is the Kedusha Bezgalia, fully beautiful and activated on the outside. Everything is the way it's supposed to be. Shimon is on the outside, it's not the way it's supposed to be. But the inside is that beginning of the world of tshuva. So on the outside, there are a lot of things that are not yet nice. And Yosef and Shimon, they were mamish at it. Shimon was the one who sold Yosef at Tzadik. And Yosef is the one who imprisoned Shimon. So Tzadik says, so why do we find that the Chazal used such an inyan of Yosef ben Shimon? Whatever happened to Reuben and Shimon that we always use everywhere? Two people, Reuben and Shimon. What's Yosef ben Shimon? So what Reb Tzadik explains in many places that the Oymek Ha'av, the deepest part of the father that nobody sees, that nobody knows, surfaces in the child. It comes to surface, but Poel in the child, in the son. In other words, in the end, the beer is Yosef ben Shimon. Yosef is the externalized, perfected beauty, but the shirish of a Jew being able to be beautiful comes from Shimon. So Yosef is the son of Shimon. Yosef is everything Shimon wanted to be. Yosef is the externalization in a visible, apparent way of the Bekoyach, of everything Shimon had to fight for tooth and nail and get into all kinds of brawls and get dirty. So the inyan of Yosef ben Shimon, and it's davkin the parasha of a get, of getting, because Am Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu are inseparable. And even when Hashem Yisbarach said, even when the Novi Hosea had tainus, Hashem said so, to take a wife, and the wife to take her as a wife, a woman, an immoral woman, and then to give her a get. And he said, how could I give her a get? I love her. Once I got to know her, I loved her. On the outside, she's disgusting, but I got to know her, so I can't. So Hashem says, hey, save a Krisu. So you're telling me you think I should separate myself from the Jewish people? I should throw them away. It's the biggest beer in the world, is the ending of, by the get, of Yosef and Shimon. Yosef ben Shimon means that the koyach of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai is the sod, is the secret of what a Jew is. Yosef means the surfacing of that secret and becoming apparent in the external beauty. But even when you look at that beauty on the outside, it never, ever, ever really equals the oimek, the depths of the fight from the inside, of the world of tshuva. Mokam shabar l'tshuva oindim, l'tzadikim gemurim, enim echolam l'apay. The tzadik can't be in the place of the bal tshuva. As beautiful as Yosef HaTzadik is, there's something that's so much deeper about Shimon, about the bal tshuva. There's something so much deeper about the one who started to turn things the other way. Even on the outside, it doesn't look nice. But there's something so much deeper about that. And it's that part of us that Rabbi Shimon understood. It's that part of who we are that Rabbi Shimon was talking about in the Zohar Kodesh. Rabbi Shimon heard us in the deepest way. And therefore, there was no one who was more in love with Jews than Rabbi Shimon. Anan b'chavivusetai. Whole life is only loving Jews. That's every page of the Zohar Kodesh, the Chavivus, the love that he had for him. He loved people no one else could look at. No one else could look at. Like the story that I'm sure that you know, and I myself have probably told you maybe last year, but it's a very well-known story, that the Ahavas Yisrael from Vizhnitz, he was called the Ahavas Yisrael. He didn't call himself that. He was called the Ahavas Yisrael, the Sefer Ahavas Yisrael that was named after him. He was like the Baditshev back in modern times. There were tzaddikim that said he was a Gilgal of the Baditshev. My father was all the time was zeichet to see him. My father saw the Ahavas Yisrael. The Ahavas Yisrael, so they say a story about him when he came to visit somewhere, some city, I'm sure you know the story, he came to visit a city, so that the whole city came out, mamish, pushing thousands of people to see the Rebbe, to see the Vizhnitz of the Ahavas Yisrael. He came down, he came off the train, and he came down, and it was crushing people. Did you ever see a picture of the Ahavas Yisrael? It's unbelievable. So everybody's going crazy to get there. And then all of a sudden, everybody moved over. There was a huge, huge Kriyas Yamsuf. Because in that town, there was this disgusting, disgusting, filthy beggar. Fat, huge, and smelly. You know, like you see sometimes these shipwrecked Jews, you know? Mamish, mamish, the most disgusting, like this, like an animal. And he wanted to see the Rebbe, but for him, everybody moved over, you understand? Nobody wanted to be near him. They couldn't stand. He smelled terrible. He was just filthy. So everybody moved over, and it was the strangest thing. Thousands of people, like, on the side, and there's the Ahavas Yisrael facing this Jew. And the Ahavas Yisrael runs over to him. And he was very big. And the Ahavas Yisrael grabs him on one side, and he says, "Oy, Ashtikid. This is so delicious, Ashtikid." And he gives him a kiss. And then he moves over to the middle. He says, the Ahavas Yisrael says, "Nach hashtikid," another piece of a Jew. And he gave him another hug. "Nach hashtikid." The inyan of a tzaddik, that koach of Rabbi Shimon, is to be able to see the nekuda of tzaddik inside of us. Even though we don't see it ourselves, vayar Hashem ki snu alay. We hate ourselves. We're disgusted with ourselves. We can't look at ourselves. Rabbi Shimon says, "Nach hashtikid, hashtikid." But it means a Jew. To be able to hear, what a Jew is, to the mamakim of a Jew. From that place, there's no such thing as a get. It's possible such a thing. It can't be a get. There's no separation between Kodesh Baruch and Knesset Yisrael. From that perspective of Yosef Ben Shimon, the oimek of Shimon, is Rabbi Shimon Vayuchar. It's the oimek of Lag Ba'omer, is Rabbi Shimon Vayuchai, Shimon, the Oimek of Lag Ba'omer. That's why even the Jews that are far, far, far from Kedusha, of no Shaychus, to any of Avodas Hashem, everybody is going to Meiron. Everybody is going crazy to get near Rabbi Shimon because they feel he gets it. He understands us. Nobody else understands us, only Rabbi Shimon. Only Rabbi Shimon understands us. So especially in our generation, never was such a thing like so many people because our generation is so messed up. Everybody's going to Rabbi Shimon. There was never such a kibbutz by Rabbi Shimon like this. Everybody with Rabbi Shimon. because Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Kiva told Rabbi Shimon, "Dai dayacha, it's enough. It should be enough for you. Aniu baracha, that I am the one who created you. We know your koyach." And when a Jew goes to Miron, there's a nachama. He's able to hear Baskol saying to him that Hashem says, "I know who you are. The whole world doesn't know you, but I know you." And from that place, ahavti yescha. I know that it's a melcham against Esau. That's the Indian of Rabbi Shimon. No, we should be zeichet not just to talk about Rabbi Shimon and not just to talk about Meiron. We should be zeichet to be in Meiron with Rabbi Shimon and to see him alive, to see him back in this world with the Gula Shem Amitis. May we know Amen.